The Sounds of Silence by Jadespire 2808, read by Rusty Dog. What are you doing? Taylor turned quickly, glaring at Ronan and waving a hand for silence. She was leaning against the doorway of the small bedroom, and Ronan slowed down as he came closer. And that's how it happened, see? Popping in and out of existence like popcorn. Really energetic popcorn. Rodney's voice was only slightly muffled by the pillow. Beside him, Shepard's rhythmical snoring provided a regular backdrop to the incoherent monologue. I do not know what he is talking about, but I think it is physics of some kind, Taylor whispered. Vacuum energy, Ronan replied, shrugging when she raised an eyebrow. He keeps trying to explain it to me. And furthermore, Rodney's hand shot into the air, waved about for a moment, then sank back down again, trailing across Shepard's face. Taylor's expression was torn between amusement and affection. Are they always like this? When they've been up for 42 hours trying to save lives? Yeah, mostly. As a reminder that they weren't the only ones, Ronan tipped back his head in a jaw-cracking yawn. You gonna get some sleep? There's only the one bed, and you appear to be in greater need of the couch than I am. Thanks. Ronan tilted his head, looking at the other two men. Shepard seemed to have noticed that there was something on his face, but every time he brushed his fingers against Rodney's, Rodney tried to grab hold of them. If they went on like that, someone was going to lose an eye. Should we separate them? He asked. I mean, it's a pretty big bed. No, I believe they are fine as they are. After another failed attempt, Shepard finally managed to shove Rodney's hand off of his face, ending up with it across his chest instead. The angle seemed to be more comfortable for Rodney as well, as he shifted from his front to his side, facing Shepard. All the pretty horses with messy hair, he mumbled, patting Shepard as though he was plumping a pillow. Well, good night. Ronan gave Taylor a last knowing look, then headed back to the main living room. The couch they'd been given by the grateful citizens was far too short for him, but Taylor supposed he would manage somehow. After a brief war with her conscience, she decided not to rummage through their packs for Rodney's camera, although she had no doubt that a picture of Atlantis's chief scientific officer and military commander crashed out and half-draped over each other. Shepard had flung his arms out wide, one of them resting across Rodney's neck. Would fetch a high price on the city's thriving black market, not to mention the blackmail material. But they had earned their rest, and they deserved to enjoy it in peace. With a sigh of her own to match Shepard's contented noises, she drew a chair into the doorway and sank gratefully into it. Soon Ronan's snores added a low counterpoint to Shepard's, and Taylor drifted off to sleep to the sound of Rodney's gentle mumbling, "Just like a whale."